Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I've been working on writing a new song.
Oh, cool. Can I hear it?
Well, it's not really ready yet, but I can tell you the title.
Okay, great.
It's called Hey Barry Manilow, I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken.
And it's going to the top of the charts.
Okay, Patrick, I had to go back and listen to one of our prior episodes today. And,
okay.
This is not something I do very often. I don't sit around and listen to my golden voice, anything like that. In fact, in some ways, it's kind of like, you know, how we interview musicians and they're like, mm-hmm. They'll be like, I never listen to my own albums, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same way with the show, too. It's like, I don't go back and listen to it. You know, once I'm done with it, it's sort of like done.
Yeah.
My fear is that I go back and listen to it, I'm just going to find things that I wish I had said differently.
Totally.
Or, you know, what have you. So I'm just like, just leave it out there, right?
Yep. Yep.
Belongs to someone else at that point. So
that's right.
You know, belongs to the 24 people who listen to it. So well, today I listened to one of our prior episodes of Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And the reason I listened to this is because today we're going to do a fan mail episode where people commented on an episode, and honestly, I couldn't remember it very well. I had to go back and refresh my memory. And what was interesting about it was an episode we did in March on tribute songs. So it was just kind of like a one-off that we did one day. Wasn't tied to anything else, you know, wasn't like a week worth of stuff or anything.
Yep.
I was reminded in there that it was like your idea because you love this song called Lloyd, I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken.
Yeah, exactly right. A tribute to Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, right?
Yes, I have these notes here. Camera obscura. And we'll get into all that, what we're going to do here today. But what I found really interesting when I went back and listened was it was like one of the very last shows done before the COVID stuff. Well, it was kind of sort of happening at this time in March. You were in your house and I was here.
Okay.
So we were separated. Like you, as I recall, had to sort of like quarantine a little bit earlier than other people because of concerns about your mother-in-law.
That's right.
High risk. Mm-hmm. But we weren't yet at the point where there were sort of like stay-at-home orders for everyone.
Yeah.
It was mostly like people at a higher risk, you know, should probably stay home. I had over here at the house in the recording, Rob Gates and Kevin Goff.
Yes, I remember that.
Those were probably, I think, the last two people to be here in this this glorious basement of mine, besides myself and my family, right?
We
shot pool that night. We drank some beers and stuff, and we had a good time. And that's it, you know? So that's like...
And the door slammed shut. Wow.
Frozen in amber is a time...
I know.
Moment in time, right? It's crazy.
Totally. It is. Yeah. And I remember that night too. And we were all kind of unsure what was going to happen and never probably would have thought it went down the way it has gone down.
Yeah. Not this long. I remember at that time thinking like things got to be better by like June, right?
Yeah. By summer, everything will be fine.
2 months, that seems like forever, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, here we are. But so you and I are still separated, conducting these recording sessions over Zoom. And the listeners have been great.
Yes.
And they've been, you know, just as active as always, if not more so because of the circumstances. And one thing we like to do from time to time is take their correspondence, especially when they contribute, you know, on a certain topic, and then make an episode out of that. So that's what we're going to do today. All right.
Right.
And today's topic is the tribute songs, which I mentioned. So in reviewing that episode, you talked about Camera Obscura. Song about Lloyd Cole. We also talked about Van Morrison doing Jackie Wilson Said.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned Stevie Wonder's Sir Duke about Duke Ellington.
Right.
Kevin talked about They Might Be Giants doing We're the Replacements. Rob talked about, what is that Pink Floyd song? Shine On, You Crazy Diamond?
Yeah, right? About Sid Barrett.
Yep, right. And there were a couple of others in there as well. Weezer did Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
Eddie Money did the song that mentioned... Ronnie Spector, you know, like I said, it was the whole idea of like writing a song about another artist. In most cases, that artist was an inspiration to the person who had written that song or was singing that song, right? Okay. So, of course, we got some people to chime in on this after they heard the episode. And we have three calls here and an email. So, actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the email first.
Okay.
It specifically addresses one of the songs I just mentioned. So, you talked about Van Morrison had the song Jackie Wilson Said, right? And then I think on that episode, you also talked about how that song was also covered by Dexy's Midnight Runners.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so Stephen yep. Routledge in Scotland wrote in and said, hearing today's episode on tribute songs raised a couple of points. He said, when Dexy's Midnight Runners covered Jackie Wilson said and appeared on Top of the Pops to promote it, the set dressers clearly weren't music fans and apparently misheard the name of the song. Hence, Kevin Rowland and company playing the Van Morrison classic in front of a huge picture of professional darts player Jockey Wilson. And he included a link to a YouTube clip of that. Okay.
Beautiful.
Also, a little correction here. He says, yep. I'm sure Van the Man is famously from Belfast, not Dublin. Sorry, right. Patrick. So that was yep. another matter of, you know, we should just stay away from facts. Facts
yeah.
facts are not our friend. So then this was a comment that Stephen made on Facebook. And then Andy Aldridge said in response to that comment that Kevin Rowland explained that the Jockey Wilson thing was his idea all along. He sent here a Guardian article with a quote where he said, for a laugh, we told the producer to put a picture of Jockey Wilson up behind us. So now this means nothing to any of us over here in the States. Jockey Wilson, no. nothing, but apparently it was really quite the funny little bit over there. People watch
the darts.
Yes, they
in
do.
Europe. Yes, they do.
And I don't know if you've ever had a chance. Have you ever seen televised darts?
I've watched it a little bit. It's pretty cool, actually.
I've seen it a yeah. couple of times, and I quite enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
But you never see it over here. It's like it's one of those weird rarities where maybe, you know, ESPN The Ocho has it on, right?
I know.
But it's like you never see it. But a couple of times I've come across it, and I think it's actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fascinating, too. And we should say, rest in power, Jockey Wilson. Because he yeah. passed away
he did.
Sometime yeah, in around 2012, it looks like, something like that. Really funny.
Then Stephen Routledge, by the way, says, on the subject of tribute songs, the first one that came to mind for me is Emmylou Harris and Boulder to Birmingham about mm-hmm. Graham Parsons.
Right. That's a great shout.
And I don't want to hear a sad story full of heartbreak and the last time I felt like this, I was in the wilderness and the canyon was on fire. And I stood on the mountain in the night and I watched it burn. I watched it burn. I watched.
Beautiful song.
Yes, and Emmylou worked with Graham Parsons, so
mm-hmm.
nice tribute there. Okay, let's get to one of the calls here. Let's start with this one.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Kevin Clement from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was calling about the tribute songs that y'all were talking about the other day, and had two of them actually want to talk about. The first one is actually a tribute album. They never give the person's name on the album, but the album is Temple of the Dog, out when, you know, grunge was big and all that. It's a tribute to Andrew Wood, the lead singer of Mother Love Bone that passed away tragically, and a couple of guys from that band, along with a couple of guys from Soundgarden, including Chris Cornell, put together this album. And the song that really gets me on that album is Reach Down. It's a long song, but it's just a beautiful, sad song. You can really hear the pain and anguish in Chris Cornell's voice and in the playing. It's a really good song. So I'm sure most of y'all know that. It's a really good album. So I'm not a huge grunge fan anymore. I was into it in the day, of course. But this album has always kind of stuck with me. So that's the first one. The other one is going in a totally different direction, going to country. David Allan Coe. You know him as the father of Tyler Mahan Coe. I wish he would put out that second season of his podcast. I hope he's working on it. But the song It's called The Ride, and it's a tribute to Hank Williams Sr. It's a very beautiful, haunting song if you listen to the lyrics. Kind of haunting and just really nice song. So hope you all check those two out, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah. Always great to hear
from
Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So I'll speak just real quickly on the Temple of the Dog. I remember when that album came out, of course.
Yeah.
It was kind of a big deal because it had members of Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and paying tribute, as you mentioned, to Andrew Wood. And it's a little bit different, I think, than what we're talking about in that it doesn't specifically address the artist in tribute, but the whole thing is sort of, you know, reflects upon him or pays tribute to him in some way. So
yeah, I think that's right, Jim. The formation of the band itself, I think, was, you know, in essence a tribute to to his fallen friend, and the spirit of which it was executed, right? The whole thing was sort of meant to pay tribute to him, and it's quite a lineup of players there from that core scene.
I think it's a nice thing too that you know, you have Eddie Vedder, who essentially replaced Andrew Wood in what then became Pearl Jam, also a big part of that. You know, he sang on those songs and understood the importance there. So that's I think was a really nice thing. Okay, and anything on the David Allan Coe song?
You know, it's a cool song if people haven't heard it. I mean, I know some people are put off by some of the things David Allan Coe has said and done, but deep down, he was a real hardcore country troubadour and understood kind of the things that motivated country musicians back in Hank's day. And it's a haunting story of Hank's final night on the earth.
Yes.
It's really quite an interesting, you know, take on what supposedly happened that night.
Yes. I sat down in the front seat. Turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride."
Okay, so speaking of Hank Williams, that feeds into the next call.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Harris in South Carolina. I'm calling about the tribute episode. Good stuff. I, first of all, was super excited you included Robbie Foulkes on that episode. The buck starts here. Robbie Foulkes, one of my favorite artists, has been for the last 25 years or so, and I've seen him, I don't know, maybe 15 to 20 times over that time period. He has a ton of tributes in his songs, just either, you know, a whole song like The Buck Starts Here or just a lyric here or there. He's the definite connoisseur and knowledgeable person about country music for sure. Some other tribute songs that I came up with, and the first one actually is my wife came up with, is the Waylon Jennings song, "Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way?" What a wonderful tribute for sure. Another one, sort of in the country music vein, is Jason and the Scorchers have a song called "Jimmie Rodgers' Last Blue Yodel." That's off of their Reckless Country Soul. I think it's sort of an EP that came out before Fervor. Maybe it was released later, but some amazing stuff there. Jason Ringenberg, a solo album, has a song called "Link Ray." That's about Link Ray, as you can imagine. That's off of his Empire Builders album from 2004. I love, 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 love the song called "Velvet Underground" by Jonathan Richman on the I, Jonathan album from 1992. I think Jonathan was hanging out in New York City when the Velvets were playing, and they've always been a huge influence on him, especially that first Modern Lovers record, but through the years as well. Definitely love "Velvet Underground." I'd say probably, however, my favorite ever tribute song, is off of the No Alternative compilation from 1993, "Unseen Power of the Picket Fence" by Pavement. Man, how good is that? And then stick with R.E.M., Driving and Crying has a song called R.E.M. off of their EP, "Songs from the Laundromat" from 2012. Y'all go listen to some of those. They're all great. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, cool. Thanks to Harris for that call.
Yeah. Great picks from Harris.
So I don't know if it came through there to the listeners exactly, but that song "Unseen Power of the Picket Fence" is about R.E.M.
That's right. The last band is R.E.M., I believe.
Isn't it kind of like specifically about Reckoning, even? It, like, really?
Because
it feels like Time After Time, my least favorite song.
That's right. And he goes through some of the titles, I Was Born to Be a Camera, and it's really cool. It's got kind of a marching, kind of a beat to it. I remember when that compilation came out and hearing that song, just being so blown away at how cool that song was. And, Driving and Crying, what are you going to say about Driving and Crying, you know, R.E.M. Now, I will say this. I know for a fact Waylon Jennings is from Belfast, not Dublin. So I got that one right.
Yeah.
You know, I know the EP that Harris is talking about, Reckless Country Soul by Jason and the Scorchers, but I can't think of this song. I'm going to have to go and listen to it. I know that they also put out the Fervor EP, and then sort of Lost and Found was their other record, and those were kind of three really interesting. I mean, we should talk about Jason and the Scorchers' influence sometime. I mean, they had a really interesting career and were kind of doing something really different, you know, at the beginning that a lot of bands later, I think, picked up on in certain ways. So very cool. But Waylon Jennings, Are You Sure Hang Down It This Way? If you guys haven't heard that song by Waylon, that's one of his all-time classics.
Yes.
On your This Is Waylon Jennings compilation, you got to have that one on there.
What was the name of the Jason and the Scorchers album?
Reckless Country Soul. It was the very first thing they ever put out.
I don't see it here on Spotify. I do see that song on a live album, if you want.
Oh, okay.
If you want to hear
that. Okay, there's a live version of it. Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
Let's hear that for a second. It's actually live at the Exit Inn.
Sweet.
In Nashville. Yeah, so hang on.
I love the women and I love them all the same.
All right, there you go. You get the idea.
Yeah, beautiful. That was fantastic.
Very cool. All right, so we have one more call here.
Okay. Hello, Jim and Patrick. This is David Lee from Oakland, California, and love your show and love the tribute episode. That was really fabulous, and you made me think of a couple options that have to do with tributes. So let me go over it. The first one that came to mind was one kind of awesome one by Richard Thompson called Guitar Heroes, and he not just name drops, but drops Django Reinhardt, Les Paul, Chuck Berry, James Burton, and Hank Mervin of the Shadows. So it's on the Still album, and it's really a fabulous song, so you should play an excerpt right now.
Well, my teacher says they're gonna kick me out of school, 'cause I'm nothing but a bebop, twang-headed rock and roll. I don't do my homework, I've got to go. They can't teach me what I got to know. How do I make my guitar sound like Les Paul?
The other tribute is actually a whole genre that you could do an entire episode on, and these would be Ramones tribute songs. And so there's several of them that come to mind. The first one that comes to mind is the Motorhead song, R-A-M-O-N-E-S. And it was a fabulous song. It was so good. The Ramones loved it that they even covered it. The other one, of course, is the really classic song by Slater Kenny, I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone. And that captures it so beautifully. Another really fabulous song. I would suggest Jason Ringenberg. He was from the really Jason and the Scorchers, a really fabulous band. And he, on his newest album, I think it's called Stand Tall, he had a song called God Bless the Ramones. So another Ramones one. And the final one is the one that I always think about, is Amy Rigby's Dancing with Joey Ramone. And truly a tribute not just to Joey, to Ramone, but to all these great 60s rock and roll music. So those are some of the tribute songs songs that you made me think of and love the show. And I'm still waiting for your recommendations for new music for me, since I'm sort of stuck with old stuff. So talk to you sometime. And thanks a lot for rocking in the suburbs, even though I live in a city now, but I grew up in the suburbs. Bye-bye.
All right. How great was that?
Nice to hear from David. That was fantastic, man. And there's Jason Ringenberg popping up again. That's strange.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So the Richard Thompson thing, of course, Richard Thompson, one of the great guitarists ever.
Yeah.
And great that he studied all these other guitarists and he can play like them, right?
Yep. Exactly. He's done it all in his time across all those styles. And you can definitely hear the influence of all those players, too, in his work. So there's a great album, too. I think it's called Kaiser, Thompson, French, and Frith with those players on it. It's like a one-off thing they did. And they do a version of Surfin' Safari that's got some amazing guitar playing by Richard Thompson, speaking of him playing like Chuck Berry. So look that up. It's a very funny version of that song.
Very cool. So that was great. And then this whole notion of like so many people having written songs about the Ramones. I find that interesting. And I guess it's just because the Ramones, I think to musicians, are one of those bands that like is very like eye-opening. You know, like, it's sort of like there's a point in your life where you hear the Ramones and you go like, really? You can just do it like that? You know what I mean? It's, and it's like, I wish I had thought of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's such a purity, I think, to what they did that once you hear it, you're kind of like never the same. And so I think that leads to people to write about them, you know?
Totally. And, you know, it's that whole thing of trying hard to make something simple.
Right.
Doesn't sound, you know, simple yet. The Ramones didn't bother with any of that stuff. You know, they had a formula. But when Motorhead writes a song about you, I mean, how, what more could be done? You know, I mean, that's like the greatest tribute you could possibly think of from a rock band. It's just kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah. And everything, too, about them, the music, the look, the attitude, you know, the way that they wore their own influences on their sleeves, too, you know, just the feeling that like these guys are really like sort of knew what's what, you know, everything. It just, it does lend itself to like, I got to write a song about this.
I know. You know? So it's perfect. I know. And the Slater-Kinney tune is fantastic, as is the Amy Rigby song. Kudos to David for mentioning her. Her work is fantastic. All of her stuff is really great.
Agreed. Yeah. Totally.
He walked into the party looking just like he had in the past. He came up to me and he didn't even have to ask. I tried to say something, he said, girl, shut your mouth. They're playing Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Last night I was dancing with Jerry Ringbone.
Very cool. So thank you to everyone for these recommendations. We know there's a lot out there. We can't get to it all. So
that's right.
So enjoy all of that. I think tomorrow we're going to do some more fan mail, but it's going to be on a bunch of random topics. It's more of a roundup sort of thing. So we'll do that tomorrow.
A little bit of a grab bag.
Exactly. A hodgepodge, as I like to say.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Let's get out of here. We want to mention that you should sign up for our newsletter. I know you like to promote the newsletter. So go to suburbspod.com. Two things you want to do on suburbspod.com. One, you want to sign up for the newsletter. You click on newsletter. You put in your email address. It comes to you every week with, what do we have on there? We have Listener of the Week. We have a roundup of new releases each week. We have a little recap of the shows maybe you haven't yet heard, but also a look ahead at shows coming up. All that stuff, right? A playlist.
Yeah. And what we're listening to is one of my favorite things. The interns weigh in on that as well.
Yes,
so you get like five picks for stuff. Some of it's new, some of it's not, but it's always a great suggestion for me. Every week I pick up something that I would never have thought of and I give it a spin.
Yeah. So. Sometimes we have Patrick's tout sheet. Is that in there?
That's right.
Too?
Yep.
We should bring that back more often.
Yeah, we'll have to bring that back now that the Champions League and Europa League are getting ready to start in August. Maybe
you should be making your Champions League picks.
That's right. I already have. Yeah, we got my wagers in.
We're about to get into the quarterfinals, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, we've got a few round of 16 ties to
forget
to finish
that
up.
Nobody cares about that. That's like second leg and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
that's right.
Carried over from like February or something.
It's like, it's true.
It's like whole rosters have turned over in that period of time, haven't they? So
exactly.
Let's just get to the round of eight. That's where.
That's right.
That's where
we'll get down to business.
Starts right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you'll make your picks there. Okay. Anyway, do that. Suburbspod.com, and then the other thing you can do there is buy our merch. You want to get the bottle openers, the T-shirts, the pint glasses. Oh yeah, get the pint glass.
Buying classes. I tell you, folks, it's a great time to order two t-shirts because it's summertime. You know, we still got a couple months of summer left. You can cut the sleeves off one and just have one for wearing at other times. So this is the time of the year to go sleeveless.
That's a good way to go. Another thing, too, is you might just sweat right through one and then you need a second one.
You need the second one. Yeah.
It's a two t-shirt kind of day some days.
That's right. So don't order one, order two.
Yeah.
So you're going to need it.
All right. Do that. Okay. Let's get out of here. Let's get to tomorrow. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank it this way. Look at
Did I explain that okay? All right.
I think so, yeah.